Welcome to the Sunday Poems. I'm Ken Hayda. Thank you for joining me today. This is episode number 184. It's mid-May, and as my habit is, in mid to late May, I start venturing out more to the rivers and streams around my house and even over into the Ozarks. And although I travel and try to explore rivers and fish year-round as often as I can, there's something about this time of May that gets me out and gets me jump-started for the summer season, it seems. For me, fishing is not simply a matter of conquest. It's about being with the stream and learning the rhythm of that stream, reading that river, reading those streams, finding the rhythms of it. And I find that my poetic voice has been tuned to these rivers, and I use water a lot in my poetry, as many of you know. So I'm going to read a few of those types of poems for you this morning, and maybe you can relate in some connected way, whether it's to the fishing or to the nature that is around us and that establishes our sense of being. The first poem I want to read, the first two, are from my book, Not Quite Pilgrims. It's published by Vac Poetry in 2019. And the first poem I want to read is titled First Fish. The first fish I remember trying to catch was in a lake channel near Dallas. Dad helped me hold the fiberglass rod, told me to jerk when the bobber went all the way under. The bobber kept bobbing, and I kept jerking, the sunfish too small to catch the hook, nibbling worms to pieces. Dad could not have known what addiction he had given me. Bobbers still bobbing in uncertain water. All these years later, I'm still trying with all my boyish might to set the hook. Next poem is Yellowstone River, which I wrote after a trip out to Montana several years ago. On the banks of the Yellowstone, one of the great God-made rivers, I wonder about human decisions. How to reconcile divinity with this mortal creature that fouls its own nest, refusing to see the balance in things not human. All I can do is celebrate irony, try to make art while the water flows. So those two are from Not Quite Pilgrims. I just had a really quick trip the last couple days to one of my favorite fishing spots for some trout fishing in Arkansas, and I caught three poems while I was over there, and so I want to share those with you. This poem is called Catching a Trophy Trout. Catching a trophy trout takes everything I am, the hatch, the right fly, the invisible filament tied just right, the shadow of yourself on the water, the wind, the cast, the mend, trying like hell to be untangled, the right depth, the drift. In a second, everything can be lost. Anything can go wrong. Devastating. But then the strike, the fish fighting, racing in current toward rock or log. Play the fish. Corral that horse into a flimsy net. Catching a trophy trout takes everything I am. Observation, concentration, coordination, complete focus. Do it right just once, and you feel like a god before you believe the half-truth of technology. Or maybe you think you could be a cousin to the heron standing in shoals before time took over. And the next two are composites of some of my experiences on the Buffalo River, and frankly, other rivers too that I've been fortunate enough to canoe and kayak. So the first one is called Canoeing the Buffalo River. The river is up a bit. We'll have to pay attention, manage the oars, watch for ripples slurping over submerged rock. We slip into the canoe as quietly as we can. Noise is a curse here, a sin not to hear the rapids, not to see the muskrat along the shore, the eagle above us, a moccasin on a low-lying limb. The sun slowly slips through forest and we are off, drifting, softly paddling, finding a seam to follow. This is a journey that matters. Tonight on a gravel bar, we will tent before a small fire if we keep everything dry. If not, we will find a bank before sundown, open our gear, open ourselves to lay turtle-like on the sunny side of the river, and pray we will dry by morning. We will wake during the night, hear a splash in the current, wipe cloud-humid eyes, look above and glimpse the universe, and know how small we are, and know how good something so insignificant can be. After 2 days, we will wonder where the takeout point is. Our arms will twinge, but we will hardly speak. We will not interrupt this stage of destiny. Something good is happening. Something good has found us, carried us like broken twigs, floating into satisfaction. And here's another poem about canoeing on a river, and I titled it Lightning. How quickly the clouds close on us, a thunderstorm moving toward us. We paddle through choppy water. Soon it is too close for comfort. We rush toward a distant sandbar. We beach the canoe and scurry into the forest edge and sit and wait while thunder booms through the hills, the water on fire. We huddle, our heads tucked in our knees. A rain jacket can do only so much. The limbs bending, something breaks behind us, falls into the rocky bluff above us. We cannot hear each other. God is speaking, and we are listening. And then 30 minutes or so has passed. The clouds move over the hills, seeking another valley. The sun becomes visible again. We smudge our glasses on damp shirts. We stand, stretch, look at the river again. In time, we will continue downstream, paddling with a terrible sense of knowing. And then, from my book, The Way of the Wind, which originally came out in 2008, and the second edition came out in 2019, I'd like to read two poems from that. The first one is titled Of Streams. When we refuse to hear streams purling over rocks, the water murmuring forward, keening downward, thrumming in lonely, subdued measures, then we fail to sense life, to know our time-bound selves trickling along in hope, over, around, and beyond the rocky contours that shape existence. And one last poem titled River Song. Motion helps us understand, helps us cope. It is right to move downstream, to avoid stasis, to resist delusions of permanence, the futility of holding on. To feel the flowing around me, through me is life, to be one with the current. This much is real. So a couple poems from my book, The Way of the Wind, and a couple poems from my book, Not Quite Pilgrims, and three brand new poems about rivers, streams, and even fishing, and what all that mirrors about our existence. I hope you enjoyed them. If you're interested in those books or in my work, you can look at kenhaida.org. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing to the program. Thank you for sharing the program with your friends. Until next week, I'm Ken Haida with the Sunday Poems.